premium, Northeast, orange juice, pink lemonade.
Orange juice sounds good, actually.
Anybody change their mind since they've sat down?
No.
Congratulations!
Oh, thank
by
you, sir.
Way.
Much appreciated.
It's
pretty
about,
pumped.
About time.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
it's awesome.
I've been saying I was going to do that for a long time. Long time.
Do you have a date set yet?
October something.
October
do you
something.
Want a very cheap minister.
I would if she didn't have him picked out already.
I figured.
I'm a man that likes to pinch his pennies.
Yeah.
I love pinching them.
Is there a specific year we're talking about here? It's this year or
2012 probably.
Nice. Well, good job getting married before the world ends.
That's what I'm thinking too.
Mm-hmm. At least give you 2 solid months.
Yeah.
Depending on how you play it.
Timely.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Bucket list, right?
Yeah, exactly. Get married. Check. Mm-hmm. All right.
Just in case.
Make baby? Check. No.
No check. No check.
Not quite.
No.
Unless you're racing it to the finish line.
Maybe.
Start now, then.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that'd put you at November, roughly. Yeah, you'd be cool.
Yeah.
Sarah would look like a walrus, don't tell her I said that.
I could create a fetus in that amount of time.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Actually, I bet Sarah is going to be the type that's just got the beach ball. She looks exactly the same, but she's got a beach ball for a stomach.
Probably.
Most likely, but that still ruins the wedding dress.
That's
you want to look all
the reception of the wedding dress.
Yeah. Well, you want to look all svelte and pretty, not like you swallowed a planet.
True. I intend to look like I swallowed a planet.
Well, I think that's your prerogative as groom.
Yeah.
Just like, yes! Ha! Ha! Ha!
The pontiff marriage.
Now I'll grow out my sideburns like it's 1930.
You could go Victorian with this. And
yeah.
Wear a top hat. And
ooh, get the swizzly mustache going on.
Yep. Grow some tails on your tux.
Uh-oh.
It's
a good thing. That was lucky.
I made sure to keep it close because I know I'm not ready for it yet.
Yeah. So, who's your companion of choice, speaking of engaged?
I don't use companions. I pickpocket the shit out of people, so I have a ton of storage space, so I don't need other people. I just sneak attack the hell out of everyone, and it's cool.
I can carry over 500 pounds,
yeah,
so I need
exactly.
No companion.
How do you have so much storage space from pickpocketing people?
Well, if you get your pickpocketing to 50, there's a perk you can take that increases it by 100.
So, do we want to drop down the overall and turn up your headphones?
Hold on.
Because I've been noticing that recently. There have been a lot of peaks going on.
My guy's just really, really strong.
You can just do the overall.
A lot of stamina.
So much stamina.
Yeah, I think my current carrying capacity is like 505 pounds.
Mm.
And I'm wearing like all light armor with really...
Question.
Answer.
How do you get more good arrows?
A lot better.
Just go to...
Not touching the edges.
There's a Fletcher very, very in Solitude.
I go there too, but he just sells like shitty...
Perfect.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Is it because my bow skill is not high?
Yes, that could
it's
be.
It's a good thing I
you do need...
Today.
Once you level your bow skills, they get better shit.
Mm.
So, like, I can go there and buy as many ebony arrows as I want.
Are there Daedric arrows?
Jeez.
Yes.
I didn't even... Would have been nice to that I if I had noticed that little...
That knob?
Knob on the board.
Because
I was wondering why everything is recording so... Why the sliders
arrows,
have to be up so high.
Nice. And then
DLC, if you're listening, I want to be able to make arrows. Okay.
I just thought it was something wrong with the board itself, but...
Yeah. I'd make so many Daedric arrows,
I think
and I would enchant
you were
them.
Always trying to look away from
extra frost
the light on the board, and it's the knob's
or fire
right there,
in
so it's always just like,
I also
I'm
really want the ability
area.
To improve my leather armor, because I really don't like the look of glass armor. It looks dumb.
Mm.
Or if I can improve my dragon armor just a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be nice. But I've just been using either the Dark Brotherhood armor or Imperial armor. Because I really like the look of the Imperial
Ooh,
skirt.
You could get the, what are those, maybe you're not this far in the Dark Brotherhood.
The
place.
Nightingale ones?
No.
No, that's the Thieves Guild.
Those dudes that are like the personal guard of the king or whatever.
Oh, the Blades type dudes?
No, not the Blades, but the other dudes.
I don't know. I haven't got that far. I know you get to try and kill the Emperor at some point.
Yeah.
Which is lame. But
his personal guards have this cool Roman-looking armor.
Well, they are the Empire. Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Mm-hmm.
So we should probably come up with a mic check topic since we didn't actually do one last week. We just BS'd around it.
That's true.
It worked. It was just really weird.
Yeah. It was a highly artistic and interpretive.
I've got one that's timely enough. I don't know if it's good, but it's timely.
Okay.
Is since we're not taping on Valentine's Day, what's everyone doing for Valentine's Day? It's really lame and cheesy, but it's something. I'm challenging you to come up with something better to replace it. Or either of you, if you can think of a common topic that all of us can talk about for about 15 minutes so that we make sure the mics sound good.
Because literally I can talk for about 5 minutes. Not even five. Let's go with 3 minutes on what I can do for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I can discuss all the reading I'm going to do that night, potentially the fact that I'm going to be at Target, and yeah, that'll be it.
Simple enough.
Yeah. I've got an easy out because I proposed. So I like within a week of Valentine's Day. So
one thing you need to work on is make sure to orbit around. So whenever you turn to AJ, you're getting around to the side a little bit.
It's a highly directional mic. So as long as you try and stay in front of it as much as possible, that'll be perfect.
Yeah,
like so.
Yeah. Yep. But yes, you proposed. So. Yep.
So I think I've got a freebie on Valentine's Day. An out.
There you go again.
One would say. An out.
So did you?
One would say.
Perfect. Perfect.
It's like you stole something on her. You're like, oh, Valentine's Day is coming up. Boom! Surprise.
It's kind of like being born on Christmas. You can't really capitalize on it twice.
True.
Very true.
Though, was there a reason why you picked? So, why did you pick when you picked?
I just wanted to do it.
Get it over with. Good call.
That came out all wrong.
Sarah, for real, it's cool.
No, I just wanted to make it happen. You know, to ask and just do it. So,
are you listening, Dave Wheeler?
Ooh.
Since I bet Mayanna listens to it more.
So I don't even know how does this work really. Does this get recorded and then posted, or is this like all straight up live business?
This is recorded and posted. What we're doing right now will be posted on Thursday.
Mm.
And then the actual show itself will be posted on Friday. And yeah, posts on Facebook about that.
Neato.
Yes.
So you have an out, but you never actually said.
Oh, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Probably like ordering pizza while she watches me play video games. That's probably what will end up happening.
Oh, speaking of video games, there's a new one out today by EA called Kingdom of Amalur or something like that. Have you heard of it?
Oh, I've heard of it.
Yeah, I bought it.
How is it?
It is quite similar to Dragon Age, but it's like if Dragon Age and Borderlands had a baby.
Mm.
If you're familiar with Borderlands, because it's that very stylized type
cel-shaded
and environment, but then it's got a very Dragon Age type feel, but it's a mesh between, you know, Dragon Age where you just hit the button and your guy would go attack for a while. This, you have to physically make attacks, but it's so not as annoying as Dragon Age 2 when you're like, "Wah! Button mash to death!" This strikes a very nice balance, and it starts off with little gnomes, and they're adorable. So, I also really like the character designs. Like, my character has really huge mutton chops, and they just look boss. It's like, and the hair looks decent. It's not like, I have some straw on my head. My name is Boris Johnson. Every morning I put a pile of hay on my head. No, it looks good, so.
Boris Johnson. I forgot about Boris.
No, it looks good.
That's great.
And so far, I just finished the preview, and it's actually not horrible. So, more to follow.
Cool.
Mm.
Very cool.
Well, so, Adam, what about you?
For Valentine's Day, man, I am not entirely sure yet what we are going to do. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, will Katie have rehearsal, or?
Don't know yet. It hasn't, we haven't talked about it yet.
Ah.
So.
Because what, her show starts on 23rd?
Later. Not this weekend, but at end of February. But anyway, so let's see. So, but I'll figure it out between here and there. Improvising. It will work.
Fingers crossed.
It will work out. It will work out. It always does. So anyway.
Improvision.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, Dan, what about you?
Well,
it's your mic check question. So you must have something.
I do have something planned. The agreement was no gifts this year, based on the fact that last year I got her a spa gift certificate for somewhere in Eden Prairie,
mm-hmm.
and she lost it. So no gifts this year. But what we are doing is Emily's mom just had some abdominal surgery, and so she's going to be taking it easy at home. They think she'll be at home Saturday, so the day after this drops, or day after the episode drops. And so I figured by Tuesday they're still taking it easy, so I'm just going to kill two birds with one stone and cook dinner for both of them.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah,
I'm all about bird killing mm-hmm. with stones. That, especially two.
That and we're trying to watch all of the Oscar-nominated Best Picture movies. And so this would be an easy way for me to say, hey, let's do that, and get to do something that I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That sounds nice.
Because we've done The Artist, Midnight in Paris, Moneyball, The Descendants, oh, shit, what was it? The Help? I want to say that's how far we are. Yeah. And then I also have Ides of March and Beginners, which are both acting nominations. But so far, so good.
Cool. You're a lot farther along than I am in those numbers. Ooh, and I just noticed I can kind of see the screen
and
the mirrors.
Screen through the mirrors?
Yeah, that's perfect. I'm going to move over a little bit so I can see the whole thing. Yeah. Wow. It's lagging a bit, it looks like.
Well, it is traveling through a, 20-foot USB cord?
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe more than usual. Anyway.
It may be the new display. I don't know. The bars at the top are pretty good. It's just spitting it out slow.
That's true. Anyway, never mind. So let's start the episode.
That's efficient enough, think so.
Yeah. We're kind of all business tonight, it seems like.
trying to make up time.
Yeah, I took my time getting over here, didn't I? Oh, well.
So would you like to start, or should I?
Go ahead.
Okay. This is a good time for bathroom breaks, if need be. Beverages again. The only rules that we have, no side conversations. So if you have something to say, please wait as long as you can and then chime in. Two people talking at once doesn't really work. The setup of the show is I'll open the show, I'll introduce Adam, we'll banter for a second and a half, we'll introduce both of you. And then from there, we'll just kind of hop into any news stories. As I'd mentioned, the Verizon Redbox thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk about that and anything else that we can come up with. And about half an hour in, we will switch to Movie Bluff. Have you listened to any of the shows yet?
I listened to part of one once.
Did you listen to one that had a game in it?
No, but okay. I'm all for games.
Okay, so do you know the concept around the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so you know IMDb?
Mm-hmm.
Where you can go into, you type in the name of a movie, and then you can see the cast list, and you can click on somebody in that cast, and then you can see what they've done, and you can just kind of fall Inception-like into the careers of actors and actresses.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like that.
Mm.
So what we do is somebody will start out with a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Saving Private Ryan.
And then they say cast.
Cast.
So that would... going clockwise on this one, you have to think of somebody who's in the movie Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, man. Is Josh Hartnett? Is he in that? No. Private Ryan.
You were thinking of Pearl Harbor.
Yeah. I was thinking Pearl Harbor, wasn't I?
Think of Hollywood's smartest actor. He was in that really horrible Team America movie as a puppet. I'll give you a hint.
Oh, Matt Damon. There you go.
There you go. So since you've named somebody who's in that cast, you get the choice of either saying movie or cast. Putting it to Adam, you'd say, if you say movie, he has to name a Matt Damon movie. If you say cast, he has to name somebody else in the Saving Private Ryan cast. So on a whim, which would you pick?
As far as closer? As far as
Matt Damon movie or cast? Do you want him to name a Matt Damon movie, or do you want him to name somebody else in the Saving Private Ryan cast?
Movie.
And I would say The Bourne Identity.
And then he has the option now to say movie or cast. If he says movie, I have to name another Matt Damon movie. If he says cast, I have to do Bourne Identity cast.
Hmm.
And so it just keeps going, until if somebody's struggling, they have two options. They can just concede flat out, or if they think that the person before them was can't actually name what they told you to name. So AJ says, The Adventures of Pluto Nash, cast. Because who saw that movie? And so you can't think of anybody who's in it, but you don't think that AJ can either. So you can say, I think you're bluffing.
Damn you!
And then by getting him to admit fault, you'd get a point. If you concede, the person who made you name it gets a point.
Okay, I think I can follow.
Sounds complicated, but it's actually pretty fluid.
It is. And we played to 3 points.
Okay.
But once we get to the game, in about half an hour...
Question.
Yes?
Can I turn this thing so that this isn't coming up, but rather goes sideways?
Oh, feel free. Adjust as you see fit. We just have to make sure that the pop filter is still a good distance away. Oh, also, if everyone could please turn off their cell phones, or at least turn off the ringer, that'd be fantastic.
There. Is this still good?
Adam?
We seem to have a problem with the screen over
there. Is this still good?
Oh, no, it's just that the mouse hasn't been moved, so it's on screensaver. But I'm going to confirm, just to make sure.
This is much better. Now I feel like I don't have a black tentacle coming across my face like this.
Dan, you're being attacked!
There we go.
Still recording.
I figured.
Yeah, it was kind of like what happened last time, but just with the new screen.
Yeah.
All right.
So that means I can only see it for 15 minutes at a time?
Yeah, unless...
Before having to get up and move the mouse?
There is a wireless mouse on your side, if you wouldn't mind reaching. Thank you. Problem solved.
Just remember to jiggle that every 15 minutes or so. Yeah.
Is it working?
There it is. Yeah, it's
cool.
There. Here you go.
There you go.
Then. All right. Still good?
Wiggle, 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 wiggle. Okay. Yep. We're good.
Okay, so we will do a moment of silence for Frank Oz, as we do.